It's mostly cloudy and 49 degrees in Nashville. We expect gradual clearing today with a high in the upper 60s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee lawmakers released a proposed map for redrawing the state's congressional districts yesterday. It would split Memphis into three districts and further fracture the Nashville area into five. If passed during this week's special session, all of Tennessee's nine congressional districts would likely be represented by Republicans. That's in a state where roughly a third of voters supported Democrats in the past two presidential elections. Before the assembly can adopt this map, it will have to undo a 50-year-old state law that prohibits mid-decade redistricting. It will also have to clarify some logistics for the summer's elections. There's a pitch to get rid of the residency requirement only for the primary. That means someone who doesn't live in a new congressional district could run for the seat in July's primary and move into it by November's election. Another pedestrian has died after getting hit by a vehicle on Nashville streets. Monday afternoon, a man was hit by a semi-truck at the corner of Gallatin Pike and Trinity Lane in East Nashville. The victim was identified by the Contributor Street newspaper as one of its vendors, Billy Ray. Memorial describes him as fighting addiction and facing hardships as an unhoused resident. Metro police say there have already been a dozen pedestrian deaths in Nashville this year, compared to three at this point last year. Here's Lieutenant Erica Bowden.
We're going to see a higher number of pedestrians out on the streets with the weather getting nicer like it is today. This year, we have seen an increase in the number of pedestrians being hit on our roadways.
The Main and Gallatin corridor has become a focus in the city's Choose How You Move initiative. In a meeting last month, Metro officials reported there have been more than 800 reported crashes in the last 3 years along the stretch. They said high vehicle speeds, poor lighting, and lack of pedestrian infrastructure are all factors. The Trinity intersection is one of several marked as needing improvement. While membership in the Southern Baptist Church continues to decline, the participation of its remaining members is on the rise. Last year, membership dropped to its lowest level in more than 50 years. At the same time, the church saw a 4% increase in weekly attendance and a 5% bump in baptisms. The denomination, which is headquartered in Nashville, is the largest Protestant church in the United States. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.